The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, it looks as though the cost of flights is going to increase because airlines from Singapore, New Zealand and Australia have announced airfare hikes, blaming the rising cost of fuel due to the war in the Middle East. So is it inevitable that the hikes will come to Europe too and perhaps impact the short-haul flights that we more regularly take? Simon Calder is travel correspondent with The Independent and he joins me now. Simon, there was an inevitability, I would suppose, about this, but the 20% increases we've seen in these long-haul flights, it's very steep, isn't it?
Yes, and it's a little bit unnecessary. Let me try to tell you what I think is happening with international long-haul. You've had the entire Gulf connecting market completely implode, and so therefore Emirates, Etihad, Qatar Airways, which respectively fly to and beyond Dubai, Abu Dhabi and Doha, are simply not able to offer anything like a coherent commercial service. As a result of that, the other airlines can more or less charge what they like. It's really interesting. I'm speaking to you actually from near Jakarta in Indonesia, and my flight has been my planned flight is still going ahead as far as Abu Dhabi with Etihad, but after that they told me, right, you can't have your stop over there, you can't be in the airport more than 10 hours, and I've got to change my plans. Mm-hmm. But if I wanted to avoid the Gulf, and the UK government says do not change planes in the Gulf, it's too dangerous, if I wanted to change planes, I'd be looking at paying maybe €2,000 for a trip that I pay for about €700 for. Mm-hmm. So the airlines are making, all the airlines which aren't those three, Emirates, Etihad and Qatar Airways, are making an absolute mint. And it's an interesting point as to whether they are profiteering or simply offering a service which is being gladly snapped up by lots of travellers.
So listen, we'll come back to the flight price hikes in a moment. But what are you going to do? Are you going to fly to Abu Dhabi, or what are your plans?
Well, yeah, and that's partly because I don't want to pay €2,000 for a trip which I've already got a ticket for. And look, I think that, of course, it's absolutely awful the way that we have seen all kinds of problems affecting people in the Gulf, and really to be talking about holidays and flights and so on is might even sound a bit frivolous. But 3 hours in an airport, things could go wrong. But and of course there's other people who'll be listening and maybe shouting at their radio and saying, well, yeah, but what about the chance that your aircraft could be hit? Well, I think I just trust in the captain of the plane. If he or she thinks it's okay to fly, I'm happy to travel with them. Aviation remains extremely safe.
Okay, well, we wish you well with that. But let's get back to this story then. So for anyone who has not booked and probably paid for their flights for their summer, particularly if they're going long haul, you're likely facing a big increase in what you're expected to pay, Simon.
Well, fares aren't really decided by the airlines. I mean, I've seen something in the press saying that Qantas is going to put up its fares by 20%. Well, Qantas can certainly put up its fares from Australia to Europe by 20%, but that's because their biggest competitors aren't in the game at the moment. But once that sort of returns to something like normality, it will remain extremely competitive. And so I wouldn't worry too much. Airlines are not going retrospectively to start charging you for the extra cost of fuel. And indeed, lots of them, including Aer Lingus and Ryanair, have hedged their fuel requirements, or most of them, for most of the year. And so therefore, they're getting nice cheap fuel. Even if the price at the pumps doubles, they are still getting fuel at the price that they bought their hedges at. So there are certainly lots and lots of forces going on, but ultimately, in the short term, and that's what we're talking about for the rest of the year, fares will be decided by the strength of demand from travellers.
Okay, but they're probably
fairly robust.
Yeah, but because of all of this, there is likely to be increased demand now for flights to places like the traditional holiday places like Spain and France and Portugal, and a bit more pressure, would you imagine, on those routes?
Very much so, because of, well, bluntly, their proximity to Iran, and indeed what's happening with Lebanon and Israel, and the beneficiaries of that are going to be Spain and Portugal. As a result of which, if you want to go to the Iberian Peninsula, then you can probably expect to pay quite a lot more. If you're still prepared, like me, to go to Turkey and Cyprus, then you will get a slightly better deal. So it's there are monumental forces at work, but there is not at this stage a direct link between the price of oil and the price of your holiday. It's not going to double overnight. It's a lot more complicated than that, thank goodness. And ultimately, of course, if the usual rules apply, if you're able to take a holiday when the kids are in school, then you're going to get a better deal than the poor old families who have to be during the school holidays. So, I'm relatively relaxed, even though many airlines are going to take full advantage of this crisis and say, oh, yeah, we've got to put up our fares, you know. It's terrible. Look at the price of oil.
Okay, well, Michael O'Leary has said in the last couple of days, the last week or so, that they've hedged their fuel out to March of 2027. And he says this current crisis won't affect their costs and won't affect their fares. Simon, we wish you well getting from Jakarta to Abu Dhabi and onwards from there. And thank you for taking the time to speak to us. Simon Calder there from The Independent.